A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
G'day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. This is Better Than Yesterday. I'm Moshe Ginsberg, and I really appreciate you being here today. This is a podcast that's here to make your day today better than it was yesterday. We've been doing that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we do it since 2013. We do it by having conversations with people from all over the world, from all walks of life, some of them the best at what they do. And everything you hear will give you just a little bit of something, because that's what I want out of these conversations, you know? I'm Moshe Ginsberg. Hi. I'm a podcaster. I'm a TV show host. I'm a childcare pathogen host. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about my voice. I love our kids. I really do. But if it's not the nits or the bum worms, it's the constant, oh my God, it just goes forever. You think you're past it as an adult. You think STDs are the worst it's going to get. Nope. It's literally not being a week and a half away from a snotty nose or a cold sore at any point. 4 years. It's lucky they're cute. That's all I'm saying. It's Friday. Normally it's just you and me on a Friday, but I thought let's revisit and have a listen to what happened last Friday, which was NTNN NNN at the Factory Theatre. It was our biggest show we've ever done. There was twice as many people there as the largest show we'd ever done at that point, which was colossal, like to some 250, 260 odd people. It was absolutely brilliant. And a massive thanks to those who came. Some people have been to every show in Sydney, which is the best. G'day, Rosie. I know it's you. And it was so nice to see everybody and so nice to, the crowd loved it. It was sick. It was a fun show. It was a really, really fun show. We can't play all of it. Because frankly, Andy, who edits these episodes, just doesn't have the time. But I wanted to play you some of it because we've got one more show on the books on June 3rd before I go into a deep tunnel of television production for quite a while. And so June 3rd in Newcastle at the Newcastle Comedy Festival, that's the last gig we've got for a bit. And so if you miss that one, then it might be a little while, at least another month or so before we do another one, maybe more. So I really want you to hear it. You can get tickets for the Newcastle gig in the show notes. If you want to come but you can't afford it, just email me, send us your email at gmail.com. I'll see what I can do. And I was grateful to put people on the door for last week as well. People do. That's fine. It's all right. I'd rather you see the show than didn't. So, yeah, come along. Newcastle Comedy Festival. We've got an interesting special guest lined up. It'll be pretty fun. But this is what happened last Friday at the Factory Theatre in the big room, dude. In the big room. It was sick. We had a heck of a time. And our special guest was Danny Clayton. We had a great time with Danny. It was a lot of fun. And I really hope you enjoy it. It's just a little taste of it. There's other episodes. If you go back on a couple of Fridays, you'll hear some of the ones we've done in Melbourne and also some of the ones we've done in Sydney, where I'm actually going through right now. I'm editing bits of the pilot that we're putting together right now. There's an app I use that gives time code instructions to my editor. So it's like it's all happening and we're getting time to pitch it in the next couple of weeks. But I wanted you to know that this is what's going on and it's a lot of fun. Tell your friends if this podcast works for you, please share it. we'd love you to let somebody else know, like, hey, remember that thing we heard on the news? Did you hear this take? And send it over. Because having other people tell people about this show is the biggest way that we get new listeners. So really, really big thanks. Enjoy last Friday at the Factory Theatre with NTNN NNN.
This is why you came out on Friday, right? Yeah. Fuck yeah. So let's get the news team out here. Let's clap them in like it's a fast bowler and it's summertime. You ready? Here we go. Give it up for the NTNN NNN news team. Claire Kavanagh, Alex Reynolds, Kate Coates, John Glover and James Vermont. Now, every night on the show, every single night, we have a very special news reporter, a guest news reporter from the world of actual news. And I call them up and I say, can you do it? And they say, let me call my network bosses. And the network bosses often say, no. You might get fired if you do that. But our guest reporter tonight is a very special one. I'm very glad this person said yes, because I was a part of bringing this person into the world of television when they were but a teenager. He's a talented man in so many ways who literally grew up on TV in front of our eyes. He's a DJ. He's a motorcycle enthusiast. He's a TV presenter. He is the extraordinarily beautiful and kind Mr. Danny fucking Clayton!
Hey.
Danny is here! Danny, thank you for joining us here tonight.
Hey.
Now, Danny, is there a... Live television's a wild thing.
Mm-hmm.
You've had some interesting moments on live television. Can anyone remember one?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can. I sure can. It's like a really big video call that everyone can see. Is there a thing that you can remember that could have only ever happened... A moment you can remember that could only have happened on live television.
For this, I did want to tell you guys about something that happened very early on. And that was when we were working on a show called The Detour, where a bus would travel around Australia, go to regional towns, major cities, bringing a band for a free, all-ages live concert, and big satellites, huge stage, and we put on these crazy shows. And I was a very optimistic and naive young man, and I was working with some of my heroes on television. I was freshly 18, and I was working with James Matheson, Yumi Stein, and Osher Ginsberg, the king of Australian television.
I had the same hair, but a different name at the time.
Yeah. Yes, this is true. We were in Coolangatta. Now, I'm not sure if you guys know of Coolangatta. It's very pretty. It has all of the quirks of a country town, like teenage pregnancy, and all of the benefits of big city life, like knife violence. And one of the things that was happening here on this fateful day is that the crowd had been drinking as the sun was high in the sky and as the amber light turned to an orange hue. There was some pretty rambunctious characters causing trouble. In fact, someone threw something at Osher's face. You got hit in the mug with the
band of the... Who was playing that day?
Friends of Rome were
Friends
playing.
Friends of Rome were playing. Their crowd known for calm reactions. And some bloke jumped in front of the Mojo barrier, who was this far from me, and he pegged a fucking thong into my face. It hit me square in the middle of the nose, and I'm like... I'm not going to let this cunt have any fucking satisfaction. And I ducked and got out of the way, and then the band played a song, and then I think they came back out of that song to you.
Yeah. I mean, we are talking about the footwear, by the way, the thong in the face. I mean, that speaks volumes about Coolangatta. Like, there's some guy walking around with one thong.
And his name was this cunt, by the way, because it's...
And that was his name.
It's Coolangatta.
Yeah. I was waiting, for my moment, and my moment had come. A producer ran up to me and said... Danny, you're on stage, live television, in 5 minutes. And I was excited. I'm like, baby, it's my moment. And I was like, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? I'm like, welcome back. My name is Danny Clayton, and this is The Detour. Oh, welcome back. I was thinking of all different ways I could do it, but I was ready to go. And I got on stage, had microphone in hand, my producer stood in front of me, and he goes, you're on live television in 5, 4, 3, 2, what? And then it happened. And that was at the very back of this 2,000 strong crowd. A long neck of VB was held up above the heads. And then I watched it launched from this gentleman's hand. And I froze. Time has stopped.
And you're on, Danny, live. You're on live.
And I'm doing this. And I become like this NASA physicist in that moment because I am calculating the trajectory, the aerodynamics, the flight speed of this bottle. And I'm trying to think of impact zones. And I've done the analysis and I've calculated it's going to hit right near me. And I'm watching and I'm watching and it's going and it's going. And it hits the stage with the impact of Thor's hammer and glass shatters everywhere. And this is just outside of the view of the camera, which I'm standing in front of. And it has a red light on it because I'm on live television. And I snap back, straight back, and I say, "Welcome, bottle. Danny, detour Clayton. Over to you, Osher." And that was my moment, my one moment, and I stuffed it. But
our security guards, who were massive motherfuckers, like they had names like Tonka and
Dozer.
Dozer.
And just to clarify, Dozer, he's named after the bulldozer. It's not because he liked naps, you know?
No.
This guy was huge. In my head, like, you know, everyone is stressed. The mood is tense. We're all worried. We're worried about our equipment. We're worried about our stuff. We don't want anyone getting hurt. But meanwhile, I'm just going, bugger it. I bugger it, but don't worry, through all the chaos, no one would have noticed, right? And then, you know, we're there and my producer's there and I'm like, wow, what a day. Hey, all right. All right, well, goodbye, Joe. And he's like, good bottle, Danny. And I'm like,
Danny Clayton's our guest reporter. Jump down there. You're sitting next to my wife, Audrey. Thank you, Danny. Are you ready for the news? Tonight's news is a fucking doozy. You're about to see the best news bulletin that's ever been created. NTNN is back after these messages.
Here at Coolangatta High, we realise that our students need a slightly different approach. For example, here in our maths class, we're teaching them about parabolas using something they know. Long necks of VB. Here, give this one a shot, Mary. No, Mary, throw it.
Sorry.
Wow, what's the angle on that one?
Oh no, I think I'm going to labour.
Fuck, that was my baby that just came out. And it came out at a velocity, at V max velocity. That I learned at physics, so.
Well done, the cunt. Now. But it's not just for maths class. Here in history, things are happening a little differently as well. Wow.
So that have a knife point, right, miss?
Yes, that's right. See, they're really learning all about the political history of the Australian Liberal Party. So if your child is about to enter year seven, why not consider them taking them to Coolangatta High School?
Roll the music, hurry! Tonight on NTNN NNN. Shock as cops shock a 95-year-old grandmother. Gambling reform sees VIPs no longer welcome. Bin sanity as plastic recycling heads back overseas. And we take a close look at clitorises, electrified in the name of science. It's Friday, the 19th of May, 2023. And live from the Factory Theatre in Marrickville, you're watching NTNN NNN! In response to a damning New South Wales Crime Commission report that found criminals are rinsing their dirty money through the pokies, New South Wales Premier Chris Minnis has given venues just 3 months to get rid of signs like VIP Room, Lucky Lounge, Golden Room, Prosperity Lounge, and any imagery of dragons and or golden coins. Yep, that'll be the trick. Apparently, criminals soon problem gamblers will just forget where those venues were. Which is good, because at $25 billion a year, Australia has the highest rate of gambling losses per adult on Earth. But what are these criminals and poker machine addicts supposed to do now? Who's going to tell them that they are very important people? Where will they access luck, fortune, or even prosperity? NTNN, NNN has more on this breaking story.
Yeah, this is so close. The rooms, I need to go back to my family for support. And they just told me I was a dropkick. And they didn't promise me any prosperity at all, which was so baffling to me because I just kept throwing coins at them. And I was pulling their ears and like nothing was coming out.
If I'm not a very important person, who am I? Who am I?
That's right, Osher, I'm here outside the Sydenham RSL. Where these low-life delinquents have to come face-to-face with the fact that maybe they're not that important after all.
You don't think we're important?
Yeah.
Not really, to be honest. Now, tell us, how often do you come to the VIP lounge here?
Not that often, only twice, three times a day.
Wow, it seems really low.
I live under Machine 4!
Wow. What do you two think will be the next step for you? What's your income stream?
Sorry, I could come and work with you.
Guys, sorry, we've taken down the signs, but you can still put money in the pokies. Just to be clear, there's no changes at all. It's just that there's no signs. You're very important to us. Oh. Can we get you some free drinks and a meal?
Oh, yes,
guys,
yes,
you must be starving. You must be starving. Oh, God.
Wow. Beautiful stuff. That's right. You can feel important within. Don't forget. For NTNN, NNN, I'm John Glover.
Oh. Now, I, for one, am looking forward to a line item in the next federal budget that clearly and specifically states exactly how much tax revenue, in fact, was raised through the monetizing of alcohol and gambling addiction. But I'm a fake news presenter on a fake news show, so I'll probably be waiting quite a while for that. Shanghai-based Australian television presenter Hazza Harding believes he was being groomed by foreign officials to become an informant after being asked who he knew in Australian politics. Hazza, a one-time pop star in China, was asked to take what he thought was a business meeting with some people that wanted to write some blogs. Just met them in a Starbucks. But this contact quickly started asking if he knew anyone in Australian politics or got any friends at the ADF. And if you do, we'll pay you $5,000 for every blog post you write about them. Don't worry, we won't publish them. Now, on returning to his home in Queensland, Hazza very rapidly called the AFP hotline, disclosed the meeting, and the AFP quickly confirmed, yes, your concerns about being groomed for being a spy were definitely valid. Now, this seems implausible to expect that this is the first time an Australian working in media has been approached to commit espionage. How much Australian television has already been infiltrated with pro-China messaging? NTNN, NNN has more.
Who's that?
Marlene Francis is a low-level local news journalist based in Beijing. But she's taking this news quite to heart. Marlene, it's Claire from NTNN, NNN. We spoke on the phone just a few moments ago.
I'm not a spy. I am not a spy.
Marlene, you know, you do send reports back to, you know, your local news network in Wagga Wagga, and they tend to have quite a pro-China, you know, lens. I think we've got some footage of you earlier this week talking about how great China is.
Ni hao, Marlene. I believe you have a document for me. And I believe you have money for me. Not to do with
no.
The document.
It's for house sitting.
My house.
Wonderful. And we'll just rehearse the lines like you said. I am not a spy. I am not a spy. I am not a spy.
Yes.
China is great. I love China.
Look, I do have to call you out, Marlene, here. It feels like if you're trying to not look like a spy, you're doing sort of movements that could classically be, you know, described as
Claire Kavanagh was a reporter for NTNN, NNN. Before, unfortunately, she was recruited by the Chinese government. No one was more devastated by this news than me. I considered her a trusted colleague and friend, only to find out that she was sharing state secrets with the government. My state secrets. Why do I have state secrets? That's none of your business.
Kate Coates!
Yes!
Was a trusted reporter for NTNNN. Until we discovered her state secrets leaked all over TikTok, which, as we all know, is a Chinese app.
I'm Marlene, reporting for the news now. China's great, we should all go there. Let's go on a holiday. The flights are lovely. Who wants to go?
NTNNN was going to be a highly successful television show in Australia, but unfortunately, due to all of this pro-propaganda, it has now been absolutely cancelled with no other notification.
We seem to have lost the satellite link. It's fucking everything's made in China, Jesus Christ. Thank you to the team. I don't know if we've got any reporters
left.
Sorry,
but everyone's dead.
Yes. That's not going to look good. We're going to have a very empty table at the Logies.
So, Kay, I heard Danny has a few thongs he can send you to fill out the seats.
Looking forward to it. A new study into treating low libido in women has had a breakthrough by stimulating the clitoris with electricity. The bright sparks at the University of Michigan have found that the test subjects responded rather positively to having 2 3-centimetre wide circular electrodes placed on their clitoris to stimulate their dorsal genital nerve with weak electrical impulses for about half an hour. Now, the paper actually makes great pains to point out that half hour does not count the amount of time it took the male research scientist to locate the clitoris. But what does this mean for the men of Australia? Already outnumbered 60-40 in Australian universities and faced with a workforce that now includes women who can not only do their jobs far better, but with more empathy and foresight, all at the same time as raising healthy children. NTNN and NNN went to the streets for the male response to this shocking study.
Sexual stimulation should be the same for both genders. We've taken to the streets to interview former police officers in how they are responding to this latest breakthrough. I take it your research in this area of genital stimulation is shocking to say the least, but how have you taken to it?
He knows all about it. He's all over it.
don't worry about it. Don't worry. But everything is great at home.
Yeah. So he just explained my anatomy to me.
That's right. Yeah. There's a lot I know. Well, I actually finished my BA and you didn't. Yeah. So yeah, you know, I know these things. I know these things.
Yeah.
It sounds like it takes a lot of brains to be able to discover the mysteries behind the female genitalia, if you can call it that.
Well, we
I try not to, yeah.
Yeah, we don't really. It's great because, should we just show them?
Yeah. All right. All right.
Sort of like,
I'm in position.
It's
you know?
Like that. It's like that, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
And has this improved your sex life, if I can call it that?
You love
may.
It.
Yeah.
Don't you love it? Yeah.
I'm not convinced.
We're not gonna. I don't think we should do this part on camera. But you know, feel free to turn around or something if you like.
Well, okay.
I'll
we don't usually do like this. You don't usually touch me. You've never touched me. It's been 6 years.
Don't tell them that.
There you have it, Osha.
Sorry, Jeeves. I have to interrupt you. I just need to check your wires. Sorry. Let me
Oh,
sorry. All right. You're good to go.
From a very satisfied news reporter, this is NT Edited.
Ah, you're not going to get that kind of commitment on the fucking network news, that's for sure.
Just a moment away from the show. In the actual show, we take commercial breaks. You won't hear that, but you're going to hear a real commercial break because I have to pay Andy, who edits this. But we'll be back in a moment with a little more of the news.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
To the weather, Danny Clayton! Now, Danny, you are in the on the wrong... Your death camera's that way.
sorry, it's my first day in the job.
Danny, you're on the very... You're on the very, very wrong side of the Great Dividing Range. You are in Billawheeler for the Collide Valley Show, mate. What's the weather like in Queensland?
The weather, well, there's a 50% chance of thong, actually. and moving on to Tuesday, 70% chance of a bottle. But we do have a weather warning in place on Wednesday. Severe lightning storm in the map of Tassie.
Weather in Victoria, Danny?
Well, this weekend, we're going to have rainbows and lots of hot air blowing wigs and glitter absolutely everywhere.
Oh, it's you. Oh, I've left Goulburn and I'm doing drag full time now.
Full time?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. John Glover.
I don't go by that name anymore. Now it's Frida. Frida Air.
Frida.
Oh, my God. You got it?
Okay. Frida Air.
Frida, you're on in five.
Oh, I've got to go.
Do the splits.
Where's in Australia, Danny? Perth?
I'm in Perth. Oh, down to Perth. Gosh.
You've never stayed inside. Danny.
Yes?
You've never fucking done the weather, have you?
No, Jesus Christ.
Look out, he's got a gun!
Jesus Christ! The lightning! Lightning!
Oh, security! Get it right! Oh, I'm drawing up! Get off!
Do weathermen have security? This is so stressful. Osha, that is what it's looking like around Australia.
You all right, mate?
Yes. Is it you, Dozer?
Yeah, buddy. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I've got your back. Come on, you lord!
Sorry. Around Australia, we'll be seeing a strange influx of large men with brain damage.
Danny, watch out!
Did I just get hit in the head by a bottle of VP? Was that urine or beer? I don't know.
Danny, it seems pretty dangerous. We're going to get the fuck out of there. Danny Clayton and Bill and Wheeler, thank everybody!
Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Dozer. What the fuck just happened? I thought I was at a Ute festival.
That is, unfortunately, all the time that we have for tonight. We'll be back on the 3rd of June for our next broadcast, which is in Newcastle. At the Newcastle Comedy Festival. And on that day, we will have more shit that will make you realise that no matter how fucking terrible things are, all we truly have is this moment. This moment right here between you and between us and that plane. On behalf of the entire NTNN, NNN news team right across the globe, I'm Osha Ginsberg. Good night, Australia.
And that was NTNN live at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. Thank you so much to everyone that made it to the show, and the huge, huge support from the team that made it happen, all the gang at Century Entertainment, Fred and Mia and Megan, and all the PR and marketing team, and Rachel Barrett. Without you, mate, nothing that would happen. Rachel was there. I didn't know she was there, and she told me so, but right at the very end, she said, "Oh, yeah, you walked across six rows of chairs to get past me to go and see someone." So I said, "I'm so sorry. I can get quite hyper-focused, particularly after a gig when I'm quite excited and so somebody I want to say hello to, and I just couldn't see anyone or anything around me. So sorry I walked past you as I climbed over chairs to go and say hello to somebody else, Rachel. I'm very grateful I work with you, and it was nice to speak to you on the phone today." That's the show today. Newcastle, June 3rd is the last time we do this for a little while, probably at least another month or more until we do it again. If you want to come see us in Newcastle, tickets are in the show notes, so come check it out. On Monday, my guest is David Finnegan, who is a climate scientist, a climate communicator, and a playwright. He's written some pretty fantastic works of art in the climate communication space, and it's a great conversation. You might have heard a couple of Fridays back I talked about the aftermath of that conversation. It's a heavy one because, you know, I'm not saying that I'm super smart or I know more than you do or I know more than anybody else, but because it's kind of scary to talk about, we generally don't talk about the full scope of what we are facing as our climate continues to change and our planet continues to warm, and what we can expect will never be the same and what will get more intense. I mean, one of those things that will get more intense is innovation, and that'll be fun. But yeah, David and I have a pretty good conversation. He's got a new play debuting at the Belvoir Theatre next week. Go check it out. And until Monday, look after yourself. Big thanks to Bree Steele, who always helps us here around the show on research and producing support. Big thanks to Toe Hider, who made all the music, Andy Maher on audio and video post-production, and Rachel Barrett, the EP of The Lot. Have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.